This is M&N Sports. I'm Mike Graham. After a non-football illness kept him away from practicing for nearly a month, Vikings veteran safety Harrison Smith had returned to practice late last week, but in a limited capacity. He was not quite ready for Monday's game against Chicago, but he did take part now in yesterday's walkthrough.
Just trying to get my conditioning back up, and
Smith says he's hopeful of a return soon, but he isn't sure of a timeline.
I mean, I've never had to do it this way, so I really don't know. I think I'll be able to bounce back pretty quick as far as like building stamina. But new experience, so I'm figuring it out.
Harrison Smith says he hopes to return within the first 4 weeks of the year. The Vikes and Falcons kick off for Sunday Night Football at 7:20 in Minneapolis. College football, the Gophers play a Saturday night game at Cal. Quarterback Drake Lindsey says he's feeling good about how he's seeing the field early in his career.
Something I always was pretty good at was anticipating throws, because that comes from the offseason, you know, training with your wideouts, because all those routes you get in the offseason build up to these moments, and then just trusting your guys. I think it obviously boils down to trust. That's the main thing. And then Coach Harbaugh teaches me on all the coverages and what to expect versus this game in and game out. So that obviously helps me throughout the week.
The team practiced last night on campus. They'll have another practice today. Kickoff on Saturday night is 9:30 Minnesota time. The Twins were in California yesterday. They lost to the Angels 4-3. That means the Angels win the series 2-1. Minnesota left too many men on base yesterday, says manager Rocco Baldelli.
Get that many guys on, we're going to score more runs on the norm than we did today. We couldn't find a way to find grass and have that good at bat when we needed it. And that's it's tough.
Byron Buxton and James Outman each homeward for Minnesota. The Twins are off tonight. The AAA Saints are struggling. They've lost now a franchise-tying 11 straight games. Columbus beat them last night in St. Paul. That final 7-1. This is M&N Sports.